One of the things that I'm quite often very mindful of is those of us who are disciplined about the way that we practice our faith sometimes are also the snottiest and the meanest. Okay? And I mean that with all sincerity. And not to be harsh, but I keep thinking that all this going to church ought to make us kinder and more loving. But sometimes it just makes us more judgmental and faster to point the finger at somebody else for not doing it the way they should be doing it. Okay? And I'm not saying we shouldn't be doing it a certain way. After all, we're here. Okay? And we should be here. We're supposed to come to church every Sunday. We're supposed to come and celebrate what we're celebrating right now. That's part of who we're supposed to be. But if all it's doing is giving us more tools to throw at everybody, rather than figuring out how to welcome more folks in, we're in big trouble. We're in big, big trouble. And so I want to look at at what Isaiah is saying, and I want to look at what Jesus is saying today, and I want to maybe open things up for us in a different way than maybe we tend to think about the narrow door. Because so many times when we start thinking about the narrow door and we start explaining the narrow door to other people, we explain it like this. Well, only some of us are going to be welcome enough to enter into that narrow door. And a lot of other people just aren't going to make it. I'm going to suggest that perhaps we maybe look at that a little bit more metaphorical, and perhaps I think the way that Jesus did. Now, again, you can ignore this, and if this isn't working for you, I guess you can preach your own homily to yourself. Good luck with that, okay? But what I think, part of what Jesus is trying to say, because again, it's his own disciples that are the ones that bring this up. Are only a few going to be saved, Lord? You know, and that's the whole thing. They're looking for Jesus to agree with them. Yes, only a few. And those of you who are following right now, you're the few. But what Jesus instead says, you just try to get in through a narrow gate. And I guarantee you, the narrower you make it, the tougher it's going to be for you to fit. Okay? The narrower you make the gate, the tougher it's going to be to fit. It's almost in some ways like Jesus is saying to his followers, if you make that gate so narrow that your own head and your own heart can't fit through, you're in trouble. Because look at what the rest of the readings are about. Okay? So here we are at the very end of all of these different Isaiahs. There's probably four of them as best we can tell. All right? But here we are at the end of this book of the prophet Isaiah. And in there, he's basically saying, okay, all of you who are supposed to be doing it right, I'm telling you, God's not just going to call you, but he's going to call all those other people too. He's going to call them from the north and the south and the east and the west. He's going to call all of them. And then the last line there is really a clincher, because he says, and I will make from them priests and Levites too. In other words, I'm going to let them be the ones who inspire and lead my people. Now, remember how snotty we were about who was able to be a priest in Hebrew times? Only people from one tribe. Only the Levites. Nobody else was worthy to be a priest of God. And now here's Isaiah saying, and God's going to make priests and Levites from all those foreigners. From all those other people who come. What's that supposed to mean? It means that God can call whoever he wants. We're the ones that seem to have a problem with that. God doesn't. But we're the ones who seem to have a problem with that. That God can call whoever he wants. Now let's see how that's echoed in the gospel today. Because in the gospel today, again, Jesus is telling that story. And again, once the disciples set him off by saying, are there only a few of us that are going to be saved? He looks at them all and he says, I'm going to tell you again, I'm going to gather them from the north and the south and the east and the west. And there's going to be lots of wailing in the kingdom of God when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob there enjoying the fullness of the kingdom and you yourselves not having a spot. Try to get in through the narrow gate. And you're going to see that maybe you won't fit. You see, I often think about Peter at these moments. I gave a retreat this weekend, too. I kept saying no. I said no about five different times to giving this retreat for a confirmation class from Kimberling City. And it was really easy for me to tell the director, or the coordinator of religious education, no. And then Father Joji called. And he begged and he whined. And so I said yes. So all day yesterday and all morning this morning, I was with these students getting a retreat. So I kind of focused it around Peter, because that was just the mood I was in as I was preparing the retreat. And I think about that. Remember that whole thing? There's Peter up there holding his keys, huh? And do you remember when God says, Peter, you thick-headed person, I'm just going to call you Rock, okay? And I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you decide you're going to lock down is going to be locked down. Whatever you decide to loose is going to be loosed. Now, I ask you for a second. Now, you think about all of Peter's life. You think about his three denials of Jesus. And then you think about the fact that Jesus forgave him anyway and still invited him to lead the church. Do you think for a moment with any of that experience that Peter really decided that he could go through his life thinking he was the boss of everybody? And that he was going to lock down things because he just decided, well, I'm not letting that loose for you. Do you think he dared do that at all? Ever? Considering the fact that he denied the Lord three times? And the Lord forgave him? Simon, son of John, do you love me? And again, I think when he was asking those questions, he wasn't asking them because he needed to know the answer. Simon Peter needed to hear himself answer the question. The three times the same way. He denied the Lord three times. Do you think Peter went through his life locking anything down for anybody? Or do you think Peter went through his life unchaining whatever had people bound? Because Peter himself knew what it was to be let free. When we think about that, why are we so stingy with salvation? Why do we look at people and say, the only right way to do this is our way? Of course we're doing it this way because we think it's right. And I wouldn't have you do it any other way. But what I'm saying to you is, Jesus can call and save anybody he wants to. And it's none of our business. Yeah, we do it the normal way we know how of bringing people into a life in Christ, and we ought to be proud of it. We're good at it. But why are we so worried about what Jesus is going to do with anybody else? Why wouldn't we rejoice that God can save anybody he wants to? After all, you and I got saved. Why shouldn't we take it and run? Thank you, God. And so, I'm just going to say, keep doing things the right way. Keep being disciplined. Keep coming to church. Keep doing it the way we think we ought to. Let's live a life worthy of the call that we've received in the Lord Jesus. But then let's stop beating up on everybody else who doesn't seem to do it our way. Let's instead share the life with them. Let's share our thinking with them. Let's trust that if we do that well, Jesus is going to do the convincing. Jesus will do the convincing. I really have learned after 58 years, I don't have to fight many of the Lord's battles for him. He is perfectly capable of fighting his own. I just get to help once in a while. But let's stop trying to keep people from the path and instead invite them to the truth that we've experienced and found. I think we might be a little bit more attractive to some of the world if we did it that way. That doesn't mean we give up on our principles. It doesn't mean we give up on the way that we think people ought to live life. It doesn't mean any of those things. But again, The way we say what we say says just about as much about us as what we say. So I'm just suggesting, maybe instead of trying to make the door narrower, we might try to make the door a little bit wider. I want to fit through. I want you to fit through. And I want anybody that God calls to fit through. Let's ask our God for salvation. And let's be grateful when God gives that to us.